Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
10 o'clock, welcome in. It is time for the Garnet Trust Hour here on The Game. Tyler Head, Chris Clark, along with you on this Tuesday morning, welcoming in today's special guest, new wide receiver for the Gamecocks, Jared Brown, coming over from Coastal Carolina. Jared, first of all, appreciate a little bit of your time this morning. I know this is kind of y'all's off month. How are you spending it now that you don't have to worry about practice every single day?
First I want to say thank you for having me on the show. What I've been doing right now, just been trying to be the best player that I can be, trying to perfect my craft, things that I know that I need to work on during spring practice. I take those things serious, and I'm going to take those serious going into the offseason and be the best player that I can be so I can help this team.
So you've had a few months here now in Columbia and got to go through spring practice, as you said. So let's look back at spring ball. You know, just how is your experience? What spring ball and just overall experience here in Columbia? How has it been so far? What have been your thoughts on Columbia and adjusting to the Gamecocks program?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it is going to be a transition for me. I was in the Sun Belt at first, and you know I'm coming to the SEC, the best of the best. So the transition has been good. I love the competition out there. It is a lot of competition, and I love to compete. So I really like what I've seen out of the spring ball so far. So I just hope to keep it up, and we bring that juice and drive that we have to the season.
So you mentioned coming from Coastal in the Sun Belt to South Carolina, and yet you still have to play in the SEC upcoming this fall. But what's that transition like going from a Group of Five program to an SEC program, just in what you've noticed so far before taking the field this fall?
Yeah, I would say at the end of the day, you know, football is football, you know, no matter what level you're at. But as everyone knows, SEC is very competitive. So I can't really, you know, I'm not going to talk bad on anybody. You know, I won't downplay anybody, but I mean, I can say that it is a better competition up in the SEC, you know, and that's just what I love to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just keep that up.
Let's talk about a storyline that, you know, I think's gotten a lot of attention this offseason, or a lot of conversation, and that is obviously Coach Beamer and his staff brought in yourself and two other transfer receivers and a couple freshmen, and then obviously a couple other transfers are going to join this summer and be here for preseason camp. But something that I know the fan base has talked a lot about that I wanted to give you a chance to address is, you know, the size, you know, conversation, right? Where you look at, okay, you know, Nick Carber, who ran track during the spring, is, you know, a bigger guy at 6'5". Delvon Campbell, who's going to transfer in from Nevada, is a bigger guy. But there's been a lot of talk about the size of the receiver core, right? But when you look at it, yourself, Amari, Gage Larvinan, like, you guys were super productive at your past schools. So talk a little bit about, like, is there even a lot of conversation about that among receivers, like, about size, or is it just more about production?
I mean, we do talk about that, you know. Mm-hmm. We'll come as a group and we'll say, you know, that we all know that we're not the biggest group on the team, so that just makes us work even harder. You know, I feel like the reason that we were productive at our last school was we were used, you know, to our strength. Mm-hmm. So everything that we did, we were doing that we knew how to do extremely well. So I feel like having three of those guys on one team is very scary. On top of that, you know, we did get bigger guys, but I feel, mm-hmm, like, you know, I'm more of a speed guy. You know, mm-hmm, I'm not a bigger guy. So I feel like, you know, like, all three of us are fast. Every single receiver on that team has speed. So when everybody has speed like that, then you have to pick your poison.
So. When you look at the college game or the NFL game, I feel like there are a lot of receivers that are just really good at running routes and getting separation that aren't 6'3", 6'4", right? Are there any guys that you model your game after?
On the team or just
Just like NFL guys or guys that you grew up watching that you've kind of taken things from, really enjoyed watching?
I mean, I'm gonna say first Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say him first, and then I also like Saint Brown off the Lions.
Yeah,
I love his game. I study him. You know, I am studying him now. Actually, Coach Ferry actually brought him to my attention. Really, you know, he brought him back up in my mind. So that's somebody I'm gonna study over the offseason too.
You mentioned Coach Ferry. A lot of change has happened at the wide receiver coaching spot just since you've been here since December. What's it been like from your perspective, and what's that relationship been like with Coach Ferry now that he's been established as your wide receiver coach?
Yeah, man. I love Coach Ferry. You know, Coach Ferry, he's been at the next level, so he knows what it takes to get there. He knows that football is not just a physical game, it's also mental. So, you know, the mental aspect, he has given us a lot of great knowledge that we can take into the season. And knowledge, you know, learning coverages, you know, learning leverage, how they're going to play us, you know, how they can disguise the coverages and all that. So he's also given us the physical aspect of the game too, you know, teaching us the route, timing, you know, stuff like that. Because, you know, the new guys came from a different offense. You know, I've been in three different offenses in college. So having a guy like that that's been at the next level that can slow it down for me and break it down so I can understand it, you know, I really appreciate that.
What's it like from your perspective committing to a place and coming in to think you're going to be working with one coach and then that changing multiple times to where you are now? Like what was that for not only you, but the other guys in the room as that process was playing out?
Yeah, I was just telling everybody just stick to the plan. You know, it'll all work out. You know, ever since I've been in college, every year I've had a different receiver coach. So switching this receiver coach like this, it really didn't affect me. You know, I just want to play ball, you know, and I trust the head coaches. I trust everybody on the staff that they're going to make the right decision for everybody in the receiving room and everybody on the team.
You mentioned Coach Ferry and what he's, you know, been able to teach you. Did you know how good he was in the NFL? Did you know how good of a player he was?
I didn't.
He's told you his stats, though?
Yeah.
I mean, he did it. Have you gone back and watched any highlight tapes?
No, I haven't.
You should check. There's some stuff on YouTube. Check it out.
I'm trying to think. How old would you have been when he had that great season?
I don't know.
Is that 06?
What year was it? Yeah, let me look it up here in real time. 06 was, oh, man. He caught 98 passes in the NFL.
Most of the entire league.
Yeah. So, Jared, you're probably 2006. How old were you? Let's see.
I was born in 2003. So.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
That's crazy.
We're aging, Tyler. Yeah. Especially me. Tyler, not. Tyler's still a young guy.
Hey, I'm about to hit my 10-year high school reunion. So,
well, mine's.
I'm feeling it a little bit.
I got a 20 coming up in August. So I've doubled you. So yeah. But I mean, Coach Furry, yeah, he had 98 catches, went over 1,000 yards, 6 touchdowns, playing for Detroit. That's pretty good. Didn't that lead the league, Tyler?
Yeah, that did lead the league.
He led the league.
I think he brought that up like 3 times in his introductory press conference.
but Jared, seriously, like when you have a coach, you mentioned you've had a bunch of different coaches, and we were talking about one of your former coaches, Perry Parks at Coastal, and you know, I know you're a big fan of his too. But like when you have a coach who is like, "Hey, I'm teaching you these things, these techniques, the mental side of the game," like you said. And you know that, okay, this dude that's telling me this literally played in the NFL, led the league in receptions 1 year. Like, does that make it a little bit more real and a little bit more like, I need to take this in?
It does, because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's what everybody wants to get to. Mm-hmm. So, you know, are you not going to listen?
Right. So, right.
And you
know, that's the way I look at it.
Having already played 3 years of college football, how much development, how much more improvement can you make in a third or a fourth year now that you're here at South Carolina? Or, you know, is it just more kind of refining and fine-tuning what you already have?
Yeah, I would say it's tuning to what I already have to. And then on top of that, you know, just not making the same mistakes that I've made previous. You know, I feel like if I cut those out, then that's going to develop me more as a player.
What are those? You know, not even, I wouldn't even say mistakes, but like, what are the specific areas where you're like, hey, here's something that I felt was maybe missing from my game in the past, or something that I could improve on from the past, and something you want to get better at coming into this season?
Yeah, yes. Something in particular that I want to get better at is really route running. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to, you know, I came here to be a complete receiver, mm-hmm. And have production on this team consistently, you know. So I feel like the way that I can make the better step in that direction is to clean up my route running. That's really one thing that I need to work on. Like at Coastal, you know, we were in a triple option offense.
Yep.
So I really wasn't running routes like that. And then when they left and then we came back, and then when the new staff came in with Coach Beck, you know, I was a slot receiver then. So mm-hmm. I really wasn't having to run those real routes, mm-hmm. the whole route tree. So one thing that I'm going to really harp on this summer is the route tree, mm-hmm. and the mental aspect of the game.
So I was going to go there next as far as the scheme. You've had several different coaches. You've played in different offensive schemes. And we'll get into a little bit more scheme talk later. But just positionally, you know, like you pointed out, you played pretty much exclusively in the slot at Coastal, right? Mm-hmm. And then you look out there during the spring game, and you're playing outside here some. Mm-hmm. So have you enjoyed that part, getting to play outside?
I actually have.
Yeah.
I feel like if I can play inside and outside, that'll be better for me.
Yeah, add value for right, your exactly. for your pro stock.
Versatile.
What's the biggest differences? I mean, obviously, like, the types of routes, but, like, what getting to the...
Yeah, I would say the big difference for me is having somebody in front of you the whole game.
Right.
You know, I'm really not used to that. So I'm used to free access, but I enjoy it, though. I do enjoy that.
So when you got to meet with Dow Loggins for the first time, got to run through spring practice, what are some of the kind of things that you feel like he's going to be able to do with your skill set in this offense this fall?
Yeah, I would say add in some of the stuff that I've already done. You know, the quick touches, sweeps, bubbles. You know, maybe even add a triple option pitch in there somehow. I mean, I don't know. But, you know, just more of doing the stuff that I've already been good at, and then plus more, adding more on it.
If you had to describe Dowell's scheme based on what you've seen so far and being in it, what is it like to you? I mean, I guess probably call it pro style because he's a guy that came right from the NFL, but what really stands out to you and how would you describe it?
I like his concept. Mm-hmm. I've just never seen anything like it before. Mm-hmm. And then the way he can, you know, make, like, he's always keeping you on your toes. Mm-hmm. Like, we have a lot of, like we want you to bite on this play so we can open the next play up with this play. Like, we almost want you to stop us on this one so you can think
kind
that
like
we're going to do
setting up and sequencing right plays. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I love that.
We'll continue our conversation with Jared Brown as the Garnet Trust Hour rolls along on your Tuesday here on the game. Welcome back in. It is the Garden Trust Hour. Tyler Head and Chris Clark along with you here on this Tuesday, hanging out with Jared Brown, wide receiver for the Gamecocks. And Jared, you obviously transferred over from Coastal this past offseason. I want to talk a little bit about your time at Coastal. You obviously came there under Jamie Chadwell, who left prior to this past season to go to Liberty. He's a guy whose name gets brought up a lot with some of these big coaching vacancies. A lot of this past offseason staying at Liberty for another year, but he's somebody that people see as taking one of these big jobs at a Power 5 school in these next couple of years. What was your time like with him as your head coach, and what, you know, do you think his potential as a coach at the Power 5 level is?
Coach Chadwell, man, I love Coach Chadwell. He gave me a chance coming out of high school, him and his staff, and I blessed, and I appreciate that. He knows the game. You know, and what makes him so hard to stop is the offense that he runs and how well he runs. You know, if he has the pieces for that offense, then he's going to produce and put up great numbers.
So it wouldn't be a surprise to you if he – I don't know. It wouldn't be a surprise to me if he just chilled at Liberty, for a long time. But I feel like he could also get – it'd be really interesting if he got, like, an SEC job and ran that offense.
And the, and I want to see how that offense is going to work in the SEC. You know, I want to see how SEC defenses are going to look at that and how are they going to stop it.
Because, you know, I mean, when – I remember the same thing happening. This was – I mean, Jared, you honestly, you're probably like five when this happened. But you remember Urban Meyer at Florida, right? Before he was at Ohio State, you know, but before then, I remember that same conversation. You remember that, Tyler? Like, all that offense from Utah, that's not going to work.
Nope.
It was fine. They, now, they also had like Percy Harbin, Tim Tebow. Like,
good talent, guys.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
it wasn't the triple option necessarily.
No,
so that's
but
what,
it was
that's
a little
more
different.
Extreme. It was different.
It was different.
And I don't know, college football's so wide open now with different concepts. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, like when Paul Johnson went to Georgia Tech, we're like, oh, that'll never work at Power 5 level, and took him to a couple Orange Bowls and won ACC championships. So, you know, I think people are a little bit more open-minded with those kind of things now.
For sure.
Definitely.
Do you, Jared, what's your it's got me thinking, because I mean, we all, when we knew that South Carolina was recruiting you, we all went on YouTube and checked out your highlights and all those types of things, but you know, you carried the ball a good bit at Coastal in Chadwell's offense. What's your favorite type of play to run? Like, do you like taking a jet sweep, being able to carry the ball? Do you like catching a deep ball? Do you like taking a slant? Like, what's your favorite? What's your bread and butter?
So, if I'm not running a post or a corner, then I would like to get that pitch off of the edge.
Okay.
You know, I've kind of learned to like that.
You know? Okay.
I like the way, because I can show off my athletic ability that way.
Yeah.
You know, when the ball in my hands, you know, I feel like I am a playmaker. So when the ball gets in my hands, I will make a play.
You were talking earlier about Coach Chadwell giving you an opportunity out of high school. And, you know, you played at you played good competition in Georgia and all that. But and you put up big numbers in high school. You know, we were just talking about some of your games earlier. What was the recruiting process like? What do you remember about it? We'll talk about the transfer recruiting process, but what about the high school process?
So coming out of high school, I was really under recruited. Mm-hmm. You know, I really didn't have that many offers, but Coastal was the only school that was really staying on me. Like where are you going to go to school? You know, we want you here. Mm-hmm. So just knowing that, you know, that really led me towards them because of how committed they were to me.
Why do you think you went so under-recruited? I mean, it's not like you look at, like, you know, your high school has produced talent in the past. You obviously were a really good player in high school. What do you think it was? Hard to know.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
I wish I could.
Well, obviously you've made it here to the SEC level, right. And you had a great career at Coastal as well. So, whoops, you know, all the schools that didn't recruit you.
Right. Do you think if you were maybe, like, 6'2" or 6'3", your high school recruiting would have gone a little bit differently.
Probably it would have. It would have definitely gone.
That kind of drives me crazy a little bit, you know. Yeah, the same thing happens with like D linemen sometimes, or if he was an inch taller, it's like, well, is that going to make him a better? If it makes him a better player, cool,
sure.
But you know, if he's a good player,
I don't know. I don't know if you heard about this, but like at the combine, they apparently measured Leggett, and he was actually 6'1", not 6'3". And that, you know, dinged him in the eyes. A lot of people still went in the first round, but like, I don't know, he looked like 6'3" guy to me when we saw him.
He's not 6'1". I don't know.
Obviously played
happened.
At a high level, so I don't know. I think we make a little too much of height sometimes.
Yeah.
Did you pay attention to what Xavier did last year? Like, have y'all watched any stuff on him, or did you pay attention last year to what he did?
So when I got here, that is when I really started to watch him. Mm-hmm. You know, at Coastal, because I was at Coastal last year, we didn't really hear anything about South Carolina. So
he's pretty
good.
Wasn't.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a big dude that can run.
Yeah, great player.
Where would you think, you know, speed's one of your fortes, and obviously a lot of the guys can run. Where would you say you stack up on the speed, on the team? Top 10, top 5.
I'd say I'm probably top 5.
No.
Now, I imagine you haven't got a chance to race Nick or anything like that yet, have you? Is that on your list?
No. We ain't going to race him.
Well, that's what we always talk about. I mean, Nick, I feel like some players on the team could get Nick in like a 40, you know? But if you're running 100,
you have to open up.
Yeah. Yeah. because he's got to get going. You know, because one of his strides, one of his strides is like
two of mine.
It'd be like 10 of mine. You know,
so you can obviously speak to this really well. We obviously know he's been doing track stuff for the spring, so wasn't necessarily out there practicing with you guys or in the spring game. But how involved has he been through the spring process when he wasn't busy doing track stuff?
When he hasn't been doing track stuff, he will come out to the practices and interact with us. You know, it's not like he's a stranger out there. You know, we all know, you know, who he is. So, you know, every time he comes to practice and he's not with the track team, we always show him love.
Let's talk about the state of that wide receiver room, kind of going off of what we were talking about earlier. Yourself, you transferred here. Amari Huggins-Bruce transferred here. Gage Larvedan. And you were talking about those guys a little bit earlier and how y'all can all run. But tell us a little bit about each of those players. You know, what have you seen from Gage so far?
I watched Gage's tape. And, you know, Gage, he used to play inside and outside.
Yeah.
So, you know, that transition to him, you know, I think he knows the ins and outs of those. Gage, he's a great player. Can run routes, can catch the ball. His catch rate is something I haven't seen before. You know, he makes a lot of catches, contested catches and stuff like that. He'll definitely be a key part to this team. Amari too. Amari might even be faster than me, I'm not gonna lie. Amari can roll. Great player too. You know, both of those guys actually have great catch radiuses too. You know, I will say that. I've heard coming to South Carolina about those two, I have not been disappointed in those two yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
At all.
Well, look,
or any receiver that we have
for
on
sure.
This team, you know, I haven't been disappointed by.
Yeah. You guys have a very full room. Yeah. You're not lacking for bodies in there right now, that's for sure.
All right.
We'll continue our conversation with Jared Brown as the Garden Trust Hour rolls along on your Tuesday here on the game.
All right, welcome back in. Garnet Trust Hour here on the game. Chris Clark, Tyler Head, taking a break from the radio for a minute. I'm rolling solo in here. Actually, not rolling solo, though, because I got Jared Brown here with me from Gamecock football, transfer wide receiver who's been here in Columbia since the spring, enjoying our conversation so far. And we've got some more ground to cover here with Jared before we get out of here. Jared, we were talking last segment about your high school recruiting process, and obviously because of what you did at Coastal and you know, the fact that you're now here at South Carolina and you were a coveted transfer out of the portal, you know, went under-recruited, but you didn't go under-recruited out of the portal. You know, once you hopped in, you had a bunch of schools pursuing you, South Carolina, Auburn, Louisville, from what I remember. Tell us about that process. You know, what went into, hey, I think I'm going to go try something different, go in the portal. Why did you make that decision, and what were the first few days like?
You know, I made that decision because, you know, not – like I said before, you know, I'm not going to downplay anybody.
Sure.
But, you know, I want to go to the best of the best.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like it was the time for me now. You know, jumping in the portal the first couple of days, you know, I've never really been recruited. So actually, even if I would have been highly recruited and all that, I wouldn't have been able to go on those visits and all that because that was when COVID was happening.
Yeah.
So, you know, getting in the portal this time, I was actually excited to see, you know, what other schools and what other people thought about my, about what I did on the field. So, you know, I wanted to go on all the official visits. You know, I wanted to do all that. So, it was a great experience for me to get in the portal and actually get recruited like that.
Yeah, and I remember I got the schools right. It was Auburn, Louisville, South Carolina. Now, did you end up taking any other visits besides the one here?
I didn't.
Yeah, see, that was interesting. So I remember it looked like all three of those would get visits, but I guess you just got here and fell in love with the place? Like, what happened?
Yeah, it just drew me towards this place. It's a very family-oriented place,
yeah.
And that's somewhere that I want to be.
What was that the main – like, I know, you know, obviously if you would have gone to Louisville, your Power 5, whatever – Power 4, whatever they're calling it now, Auburn's an SEC program too, but was it just opportunity, you know, just, to come in? Yeah.
There was opportunity for a need here, and this is what I chose.
Did you enjoy the recruiting process out of the portal?
I did.
Yeah, some guy. I feel like it's more, and I know you talked to a bunch of other guys that have been in the portal too. It seems like that process for most guys is a lot more like, I don't know, like you see guys say business decision. Like it's a lot more of that because you don't have as much time normally. You know, you don't have 2-3 years to get recruited. You're kind of trying to, hey, let me find my spot. You know, is that the way you saw it? Like, we don't need to draw this out and go take 20 visits. Right. We don't need to take forever to do this thing.
Yeah. Pick you a place, let's play.
Yeah, that's right. All right, let's go back to on the field. So, last night at one of the Gamecock Club events, Coach Beamer said, hey, right now, you know, the competition's going to continue, but right now, Lenoris is our starting quarterback, you know, coming out of spring ball. And he said, hey, I told Lenoris and Robbie, the competition's going to continue. But this is where it's at now. So let's talk about the quarterbacks that throw to you, you know, every day in practice. What have you thought about Lenoris? What stands out about him?
What stands out about me is that, you know, Lenoris is a younger guy, but, you know, his play is, you know, like he's had about 3 years of experience. You know, he knows the playbook. He knows where everyone's supposed to be. A great guy on and off the field. So I'm not mad at it at all. And Robbie's a great player too. And that's somebody that you have to look out for when he is running the ball too, because he's definitely a playmaker with the ball in his hands. But both of those guys are great players. You know, they know where everyone's supposed to be. You know, they're in the playbook. You know, I'll step in the facility for something not even football related, and you know, mm-hmm. I'll see them coming out the film room, you know, watching film, you know, trying to perfect their craft. And, you know, every time I'm out there in practice, I tell them what I see, and they tell me what they see, and we'll just go off of that.
Another guy I wanted to ask you about on the offensive side of the ball, you spent some time with, you know, Luke Doty. I've always been impressed by the fact that, you know, he's in the quarterback room, but he's also playing receiver, like he's bouncing back and forth and doesn't really seem to miss a beat. And, you know, played some receiver in high school and everything, but he played some last year at receiver. He's played special teams. He's bouncing back and forth. What does that say about Luke, you think, and what have you thought of him getting to know him?
Luke's just very versatile. You mm-hmm. know, like that is somebody who knows the whole playbook, like the back of his hand, and for him able to get moved in those positions like that. Mm-hmm. On top of that, Luke, you know, when I came in, you know, when I first came in, you know, we're out there in the indoor throwing routes and all that. You know, we're just trying to get back into it. And he's, you know, out there helping me with plays, trying to go ahead and get me acclimated into it now before we get into the spring. Mm-hmm. So I really do appreciate him. And I feel like that helped me coming into because I already had an idea of what we were doing.
When you talking about the off season before you even got into spring ball, you know, you went through winter workouts, right, with Coach Day and his staff. What was that like? A lot of the guys that we talked to that get into that program for the first time talk about just how different it is, how unique it is.
Yeah, definitely it is. You know, I haven't done anything like that before. And you know, I could tell that it's working. You know, I can see that, you know, I'm getting bigger, I'm getting stronger, I'm getting faster, you know.
What stands out the most? Is it just something like, this is weird? Like some of the things we're doing are weird, or like what's so different about it?
Just the load, I guess. Mm-hmm. No, Coastal, it wasn't that much. You know, we weren't really, you know, we were still working now. Coach Q, yeah, you know, he'll still work us. But like I would say that facilities and equipment have something to do with it too.
Yeah.
So, you know, they have more equipment, you know, here. So,
yeah.
You know, we can do more stuff.
The amount of resources.
But for what we had at Coastal, you know, we were still working for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So, let's go back to spring ball. I know the last, you know, even before the spring game, the last couple of scrimmages, they were closed to the public and the media, but, you know, we heard some buzz about your performances in those, and I know one of your catches was even highlighted on social media from Gamecock football, but, you know, did you kind of see the progression in yourself, you know, from spring practice number one to spring practice number, what would that have been, 9, 10, something like that, yeah, the last scrimmage?
Yeah, I did. You know, coming in, you know, knowing that I was going to play a different position, I knew it was going to be a little difficult trying to adjust to something for the first year, you know, especially at this level. So, you know, I wasn't doubting myself, but, you know, I just knew that, you know, it'll take time. So, like, don't get down on yourself if stuff's not going mm-hmm. your way, you know, off rip. So,
tell us about that play that got highlighted on social media. What happened there?
So, yeah, I actually ran the wrong route. But,
okay.
But, you know, I had to make up for it by making a play. So
it seemed to turn out fine.
Yeah, I ran a post, and there was a DB behind me, and I was running 2-1, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's why I say, you know, when the trust comes in, you know, because Lenoris threw that ball. So, you know, he was trusting me to make a play and come down with it. And if I want to be an elite receiver, like I harp on, then those mm-hmm. are the plays that elite receivers make. So why not go ahead and start making them now? Show him that he can trust me.
Now, one of the things you talked about earlier too was just, you know, playing outside at receiver. This is the first time in your career where you've had somebody 100% of the time lined up across from you. You know, there's rarely playing outside in the SEC. You don't get free releases. You don't get free access. And so I know you've been able to go against, you know, some pretty talented DBs in practice too. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about, you know, OD and Judge, Vicari Swain, Emery, like going up against those guys.
Yeah, I was just about to bring up OD's name.
Yeah.
You know, I go against OD every day because OD's on my side. And, mm-hmm. and OD really opened my eyes. I was like, okay, this is what I got in store. OD is a great player for sure. And then Judge too. And I feel like Judge is really going to make me take that next step because when you look at corners nowadays, most of them are long.
Yeah.
And they like to put hands on. And Judge likes to put hands on, and Judge is long. So, you know, just going against him and getting reps with him, you know, the one-on-one reps and all those, you know, that those are going to help me. You know, it's going to translate to the game, the stuff that I do in practice. What else I want to say?
Let's save it for the other side. We're going to take a break real quick. Come back on the other side. One more segment. Gamecock football wide receiver Jared Brown. It's Garnet Trust Hour here on the game.
Welcome back in. It is the Garnet Trust Hour. Tyler Head, Chris Clark along with you on this Tuesday, hanging out with Jared Brown, wide receiver for Gamecock football. Real quick, want to let you know, 107.5 Games got you covered for your chance to win a gift for your mother this upcoming Mother's Day. Chance to spend the weekend out at Atlanta's Evergreen Lakeside Resort. Family four-pack passes to Stone Mountain Park. Go online to 107.5game.com's Facebook page to qualify for that, again, for a gift for Mother's Day this upcoming weekend. You're a Georgia guy. Did you ever hang out at Stone Mountain Park?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I just looked over to the right because I was like, in Georgia?
I know. It's right. I mean, it'd be down the road from you guys in Lilburn, but pretty close there.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this the first time we met, Jared. So, didn't you know? You knew Kyle Fleetwood, right?
Yeah.
Didn't we talk about that? Yeah. You knew his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle Fleetwood. Do you remember that name, Tyler?
That's familiar.
Yeah. He went to Parkview.
His younger brother, Bryce Fleetwood.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of my great friends.
Okay, yeah. Well, shout out Bryce and Kyle. Kyle played here.
Shout out. Actually, I want to shout out my whole group, New Day.
Okay.
New Day, that's a, you know, Fleet, Bryce, Brian, Jordan, Cody Brown, David Patterson, Arbob, El Sayed.
Okay.
All of them.
Shout out. Guys.
Shout out to them.
Okay.
Now, given that you went to Parkview, do you have asked this question now that you're South Carolina? Did y'all still dress in basically Clemson's uniforms mm-hmm. for football, or has that changed over the years? Because I know when Frank Gore was there back in the day, it was a spitting image of what Clemson football was.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, you know, when I went to Parkview, you know, they would always say, is that Clemson? You know, they would think that I went to Clemson.
But they did have the Tiger paw.
But like Clemson is orange and purple. Mm-hmm. And we were orange and blue.
I guess that's how they got around that.
It's a little bit.
I did wonder because it was the exact same like Tiger paw. Yeah.
Well, Gamecock fans aren't going to penalize Jared for that though.
No, not at all.
He's here now. So, Jared, what do you like to do away from ball?
I'm a gamer, really.
Okay.
What are you playing?
You know, nobody really knows. I used to be heavy on Call of Duty, but mm-hmm. then I really got off that, started getting on 2K again.
Okay.
I stopped playing 2K in 2016.
You said in 2000? Okay.
I started and stopped 16 and then picked it back up in 24.
Excited for the college game coming out this fall?
Yes, yes.
You're going to be on it, right?
I guess.
Yeah. You in the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Being able to play with yourself.
At what level, you know how, you know, all the guys talk about this, like, what's my rating going to be?
Yeah.
Like, what would be an acceptable rating to you? What are you going to be mad if you're rated below?
I'll be mad if I'm rated below 80.
80? Okay. That's what I was thinking. Yeah, that makes sense.
I don't think I would be below 80.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Now, did you play the game, the original games back in the day, like 14 and 13 and all that kind of stuff?
I played them a little bit.
Okay. Yeah.
Played them a little bit.
Those are good. All right. Now, 2K, we need to start writing these down.
Yeah.
Like, which guys say that they're the best at 2K. There's somebody on the team we talked to recently.
I think it was Monkel.
Monkel
said he was really good at
it. Yeah, now, listen to this. So, so 2K, like a regular game, like 5-on-5, real game.
Okay.
Like play now. I'm not really good at that, but there's a game mode to where you make your own player.
Okay.
And then you upgrade him yourself, and then you go and play other people online. It's called the park. So like just people get on and they go online, and then you can go into, you know, all these courts, and you can get on a spot with two other people, you know, for threes, or you can get on with random people. I feel like nobody on this team will beat my player.
So it's like 3-on-3?
Yeah.
Okay. 3-on-3.
Now how many guys on the team have you played against in 2K?
I haven't played against anybody, but I have played with Gage, though.
I feel like that's kind of laying down a challenge a little bit.
It is.
We do need to have a tournament.
We do
need to have a tournament, but I'm talking about my player tournament. I don't want no play now.
Hey, you can set the ground rules.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's your turn. I do respect, though, saying, hey, 5-on-5, not my thing.
Yeah. But if you bring your player and I bring my player,
okay,
I'm going to come out on top.
All right, we're going to have the Gamecock 2K Invitational hosted by Jared Brown, yes. Or the rules at least set by Jared Brown.
Yes.
That does sound good.
Yes.
All right, what about, we always talk about food.
Yeah.
All right, what's, you don't have to give any names of places, but just favorite meals when you get a chance to just make favorite something, meals? Go have something. Yeah.
I always steer toward ribs. I want to find some good ribs or some good wings.
I'm with you on that.
Have you ever been to American Deli?
No. I've wanted to, though.
Pretty.
That's some.
It's good. It's an Atlanta staple.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
It's good. I promise.
Yeah, the Georgia guys are like, y'all have to educate me.
I'm telling you.
It's a rite of passage.
They do have one.
Some of the receivers went to American Deli.
That's right. We do have one here. But it's from Georgia originally?
It's a Georgia thing.
Yeah,
okay. What's your buffalo, teriyaki? Nah,
got to get honey hot garlic.
Now, do you go bone-in or boneless?
I go bone-in.
Bone-in. Old school.
Boneless.
I don't even know if American Deli has boneless.
Well, boneless is not chicken wings. That's chicken nuggets.
You're in the chicken nuggets.
Yeah, see?
You're
yeah,
right.
I mean, don't right. – remember our guy Colin?
I remember.
Colin Taylor, he would, you know, and he would eat like dino nuggets for dinner, but he's like, I like boneless wings. I'm like, that's like an oxymoron.
Yeah.
You know, boneless wings are not a thing.
We got about a minute left here. What are you most excited for this upcoming season?
Just to compete, man. You know, growing up, I've always wanted to play the best of the best. And, you know, me here is just, you know, I love it. So I'm just excited to compete with the guys on my team and then just in this conference and bring a championship back to Columbus.
Well, we're excited to see it. We've been loving your highlight tape. Can't wait to see what you're going to do on the field this fall. And enjoy this month off as much as you can. And can't wait to see what the fall looks like for you guys.
Yes, sir. Let's get to work.
Again, that's Jared Brown, transfer wide receiver for the Gamecocks. This has been the Garner Trust Hour. Coming up next, Gamecock Central Takeover Hour presented by Firehouse Subs here on the game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.